Welcome back in the Morning Drive, ESPN 102.5 The Game. Nick Braden, D-Mace, and Chase, good to have you in on this Friday as we talk some Tennessee Titans right now. We welcome in Eric Bacharach, who covers the Titans for the Tennessean. Eric, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, guys. I'm doing well.
Good to have you in. So yesterday, a little bit of scary news as Delanie Walker limps off the practice field. What did you make of the injury? I know Vrabel's not going to give us much and hasn't given us much in regards to injuries, but what do you make of it, and what is the latest?
Yeah, well, I was actually watching the defense yesterday, so I didn't see the play itself, but I did see him hobble off the field, and if you saw him walking off, he couldn't be walking any slower. So, you know, obviously it raised some red flags, and, you know, it was right in front of sort of the media that was crowded around the podium area just because it had started raining. So everybody saw him kind of go in. You know, I think it might have been an ankle. That's to me what it looked like, or something like that. And, you know, as I said, he walked off the field very slowly and had a team doctor there with him. With Delanie, it's obviously playing as safe as you can. You know, he just turned 34 years old. I don't know how serious it is yet. To me, it didn't look super serious. I think it might have been a tweaked ankle or something like that, just from the way he was walking. But, we don't expect to hear much, from the Titans side of things as far as, any updates or anything like that.
Now, with that being said, is there any more news on Rashad Matthews? Because obviously if you lose – and we hope this is not the case, but Delanie's not going to play after leaving practice. He's not going to play this preseason game. But if you lose Delanie for any extended amount of time, meaning even in the regular season, they're going to need as many pass catchers as they can have, because without Delanie is a very young group. So is there any more word or any new word on Rashad Matthews and when he is expected back?
No, right now there's no new update. Yesterday we saw him out there again on the practice field, just kind of watching practice. He was in a hat, in shorts. We've seen him, in that role kind of a bunch, but, no real update there. And obviously, as you mentioned, Delanie and Rashard are your two most proven reliable pass catchers, past couple of years. To have not have either of them would obviously be a huge blow. You need them back on the field. I don't think the Delanie thing is so serious, though. Again, it's hard to make or speculate what kind of the injury is based on what we saw yesterday. I don't think it'll be something that keeps him out long term. But with Rashard, he's still on the PUP list, hasn't practiced at all in training camp. So, again, it's kind of just waiting to see when, he starts showing up and doing more than he's done. The most I've seen from him so far this training camp was kind of just running routes, catching balls with QB coach Pat O'Hara before practice. That was about a week ago, maybe a little longer. But other than that, we really haven't seen much from him. So still kind of in a holding pattern and just waiting to see when we get some sort of update on Rashard Matthews.
When you look at this secondary, it's certainly they've been the talk of the camp. They're very talented. We all think they're going to be good. But are we overhyping them a little bit because they're going against a receiving core that, as we've just covered, has got a lot of questions right now? Or is this going to be one of the best units in the NFL?
I think on paper, definitely on paper, it looks like one of the best units in the NFL. And, we saw 2 days ago Malcolm Butler get beat a bunch by – Mike Evans, DeSean Jackson. But yesterday he came back and really held his own against those guys. In the secondary, as a whole, did a really good job. Obviously, Adoree Jackson had a really good day, had a couple of interceptions, had a couple of celebratory backflips that followed each of those interceptions. So I think it was a good bounce-back day for the secondary. And I think, all the praise and sort of high expectations for that unit is justified just with sort of the level of talent they have back there. I think it'll be a little while for that unit to kind of come together with, you've got Kenny Vaccaro, who just was signed not too long ago, Malcolm Butler, the new guy. But when you look at sort of the fact that Adoree's going into year two, still have Logan Ryan, Kevin Byard, that unit should be really strong and should be a real strength of this team, obviously.
Talking to Eric Bacharach, covers the Titans for the Tennessean, joining us here on Morning Drive, ESPN 102.5 The Game. So open camp is no longer a thing. Fans can no longer go to practices. So in some regards, we're kind of transitioning a little bit with training camp. What have you learned so far from the first camp, the first go-around with Mike Vrabel? Like, what is your biggest observation and takeaway beyond him not giving the media updates on injuries? What have you taken away in the first 2.5, 3 weeks?
Yeah, I mean, I think the biggest takeaway is still my biggest takeaway from probably day one, you know, which is just how sort of hands-on Mike Vrabel was or is with his players. You know, you could tell immediately that, you know, he's a guy that's not that far removed from an NFL career himself. You know, he got into it as much as with his players as he could. We saw it almost on a daily basis where he's out there with this blocking pad and kind of just getting really hands-on with his guys. And, you know, I think they respond really well to that. The players, you know, especially defensive guys, special teams guys, you know, they could obviously really relate. And when they hear some advice coming from, you know, a guy that's not far removed from an NFL playing career and is kind of right there with them in the trenches, it's something that, you know, they could really take to heart. And just from what I saw, that they responded to it really well. So I think that was my biggest thing, you know, just through training camp. And then looking at, I guess, the team as a whole, kind of just seeing what this team is. If they stay healthy, from what I saw, I think it could be a really good team. That's obviously going to be the biggest thing, is just staying healthy with this team. You know, there weren't a ton of starting positions up for grabs at the start of camp, and, you know, there still aren't now. It's probably just running back with Derek and Dion. And then on the defensive side, that inside linebacker spot with, you know, Rashawn Evans probably coming into camp, obviously, is the favorite, but he hasn't really practiced since the third day of camp, so we're still waiting on him. And then with Mariota, from day one until probably now, I've seen him get better. You know, early on he was throwing a fair amount of turnovers, and that was a concern for some people, but just in the past couple of days especially, it looks like he's really sort of getting the timing down with a couple of guys, especially Corey Davis. And as he's gone along, I think he's gotten better. And I would expect to see that sort of carry over into Saturday night's game.
Eric Bacharach covers the Titans for the Tennessean. We appreciate the time. Thank you very much, Eric.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
You got it. What do you think? Now, we all know the third preseason game is the, quote, final dress rehearsal. Do we expect Marcus to go a full quarter tomorrow night? Because he went one series.
I think
the first
so.
Game.
I think you. It all depends on how the drives go for him. If they have a good first drive like they did last game, then they have a good second drive. I think that's it, whether it's a quarter or not. But
let's say two possessions, a touchdown and a field goal. You give him the night off then.
Yeah, but even if it doesn't. In scoring, if he moves the ball down the field in a way that the offense offensive coordinator LaFleur feels comfortable with, then whether they score a touchdown or a field goal, I think he removes them after two series. But if they do struggle, I think you'll see Marcus play a quarter, and then the third game he will play a half and maybe a quarter into the maybe a few series a series into the third quarter.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm with you, D-Mace. I think the third series is the question. I think, does he get a third series or not? Some of it depends on how Dennis Kelly might be playing.
Yeah.
if the offensive line is not looking like they're doing anything at all tomorrow night, then I think you pull him out of there quick. You don't need to risk any injury or anything like that. But I think you're right. If he struggles through two series, I think you probably get a third series. But I think two is probably what you're looking for. If he's good in those two series, get him out of there. He's fine and he's good to go. I'm really just fascinated. Like every preseason game, it's always about the last 10 guys on the roster and the first 10 guys off the roster. Those 20 guys are the guys I'm really looking at. And then the new players, the rookies, Malcolm Butler, Harold Landry, some of those guys as well. So I think because of Delaney's injury, I'm now more interested in Jonnu Smith. Mm-hmm. Like I've always been interested in him and what his role is going to be in this offense. But now that he may get more time, with the ones as Delanie Walker's role, maybe that he becomes a much bigger watch tomorrow night when you're keeping an eye on things.
All right, coming up next, we stick to sports. It's Morning Drive. We are live from Kitchen Notes inside the Omni Nashville Hotel on ESPN 102.5 The Game and streaming on the Game Nashville app.
Guys, Connie Eddy is my lender. She's the her and First Tennessee and Middle Tennessee Bank. They took care of my family. We had this long, complicated, really brutal close where it took lots of time and months of this and months of that, and it was a difficult process where we had a 120-day rate lock and we had to go through the construction process, but they sat us down at closing, and in no time at all, with very little pain and suffering on our part and our family, they gave us the best possible rate and the best possible opportunity to get the best possible loan for our family. Connie Eddy of First National Bank of Middle Tennessee, if I could say that right, is who took care of my family. And listen, she's got over 20 years of experience in mortgages in Nashville. So if you find your dream house, you know you probably have to jump on it. The market's moving really fast right now. It always does in this city. Whether you're a first-time buyer or you've got a rental property or you need a VA loan, whatever it is you need, condo, house, new build, old rehab, whatever it is, Connie Eddy and her team at First National Bank of Middle Tennessee has you covered. So make sure you call Connie Eddy right now, 615-474-0858. That's 615-474-0858. You shouldn't trust your family's new home with anyone else. It's why my lender is Connie Eddy. Call her today at 615-474-0858.